All right, the time being 7:01, I'm sorry, 7. Notice is hereby given that the Redevelopment Agency, RDA, of Tooele City will meet in a business meeting June 3rd, 2026 at the hour 7 p.m. The meeting is held in the Tooele City Council Chambers, located at 90 North Main Street, Tooele, Utah. And a complete notice, public notice, is posted on the Utah Public Notice website. At the beginning, we'll do a roll call. Oh, did we get Melody back on the phone? We'll pause just for a second. Hey, Melody, it's Dave.
I can hear you, Dave.
Okay, great. We're having a roll call. Council Member Hanson?
Present.
Council Member Gossett?
Present.
Council Member Goches?
Present.
And Council Member Justin Brady is excused from this meeting. He's doing something with his newly graduated son. Welcome to manhood. And when he gets back, he's got to get a job. Item number 3 is Resolution 2026-03, a resolution of the Redevelopment Agency of Tooele City, Utah, approving a purchase and sale agreement with Mountain West Vinyl, LLC, for 642,211 square feet of land located in the Tooele Business Park Zoning District, presented by our Economic Development Director, John Press.
Yeah, good evening, Council. So this is a resolution for a sale, a piece of property that's in the business park. This is, you saw earlier in the work meeting, the map. It's in Section C, that heavy industrial area, the furthest west area of the business park, right just west of that 1200 West alignment. And this is for 642,211 square feet. The purchase price comes to $385,326. And then you'll see in Exhibit A, there's a purchase and sell agreement that's been worked on through a real estate attorney that was hired by Mountain West Vinyl. And then Matt Johnson, the city attorney, he's also been working with them in tandem, and he's, you know, copiously reviewed it and looked out for the city's best interest. And the second part of that Exhibit A, you'll see there's a map that includes the legal description. So it just kind of goes over what will occur. So you'll see in that phase one, there's the lot one. So you'll see the improvements that they'll complete. And then you'll see in between that lot one and lot three, there's a lot two. So we have agreed to install the fill and culvert for them to put in that connecting road. And then as their development occurs, they'll improve phase two, which is lot three. So that's kind of just a little visual of that. And just to kind of give you a recap, in case, you know, we've talked about this before in closed meeting, but for the public to know, Mountain West Vinyl, kind of estimating between 50 and 65 jobs and average wages of over 50,000, somewhere in between that 50 to 60,000 for the average range. And they have a very, you know, aggressive growth model. That's why they're coming here from Logan, is because they can't keep up with the demand. So it's, you know, dramatically needed for them to meet, you know, the demand. So that's why they came here. And just also I'd like to say, too, Mayor Manzione, when she was the RDA chair, when she was serving on the council, she has been involved in this process for well over a year. So this has not been any surprise. We've all been working as a team. When Mayor Wynn was here as well, she was, you know, reviewing this as well. And like I said, over a year, we've been in contact with them. And Daniel Pace and Lance Ferguson, they're also here from Mountain West Vinyl, if they want to come up and say a few words as well.
Thanks, John. Just really quickly, on behalf of Mountain West Vinyl, the management team, and the ownership, we're just super excited. We evaluated a lot of different sites in our search for a new home for our company as we've outgrown our current location. Tooele kept coming to the top of the list. And thanks again to the mayor, the city council, the economic team, the administration staff. Everyone's been very welcoming and helpful as we've evaluated it, and we're just, I can't say enough how excited we are to make Tooele our new home. As John mentioned, we're looking forward to relocating people to the city and as well as hiring quite a few individuals here in the town to help staff our facility, from entry-level jobs all the way through technical support staff. Manufacturing offers an opportunity for people to build a career in the manufacturing. We're happy to be an American-owned and operated manufacturing small now, but in the future, large company. So, again, echoing what John said, looking forward to hiring, developing, and growing with the town. We are a manufacturer of vinyl fencing material, so the products that we manufacture will end up hopefully in some of your guys' backyards here in the near future. So a product that is manufactured safely and in a process that is environmentally sound, limiting our water usage and power to the minimum to make what we need, as well as being able to recycle the product. So excited to make this the new home and happy to be here. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Are there any questions?
No.
You're overjoyed with excitement, right, Ed?
I am excited. It is pretty exciting. Maybe my face doesn't quite show it. But it is exciting. Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
This is a resolution. I guess I'll put it to a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve resolution 2026-03, a resolution of the Redevelopment Agency of Tooele City, Utah, approving a purchase and sale agreement with Mountain West Vinyl LLC for 642,211 square feet of land located in the Tooele Business Park Zoning District.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. We'll take it to a vote. Council Member Gulges?
Aye.
Council Member Hanson?
Aye.
And Council Member Gossett?
Aye.
And I'm Councilman McCall. I also vote aye, so that passes with a 4-0 vote. Now the minutes of May 6th business meeting. Have we had a chance to review those? I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes. Well, I won't make the motion. Will one of you
make a motion that we approve the minutes.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Council Member Gulches?
Aye.
Council Member Gossett?
Aye.
Council Member Hanson?
Aye.
And I'm Council Member McCall. I also vote aye. And item number 5 is to adjourn. So we are adjourned.